高等学校英语应用能力考试 A 级
June 2011 Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections.
Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then, you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, Are you catching the 1315 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, What are the two persons talking about? You will read, A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C. An air trip is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. I've got a bad cold, miss. Can I see the doctor now?
Sorry, he won't be free until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Question. What does the man want to do?
Two. Excuse me, can I take this bus to the airport?
No, you should take bus number 8 over there.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Three. The meeting will start at 9 o'clock. In the morning.
Yes, but we should arrive there 15 minutes earlier.
Question. When should they arrive at the meeting?
4. Are you going to buy a house in the suburbs?
No, I prefer to live in the city center, near my work.
What do we learn from the conversation?
5. I'm interested in your children's shoes. Can I place an order of 20 pairs?
Sorry, sir. We can't accept the order of such a small quantity.
Question. Why doesn't the woman accept the man's order? 6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Paul, you have to help me.
No problem.
Something is wrong with my computer.
What's the problem?
The screen has gone black. I kept moving the mouse, but nothing happened.
Did you try to start it again?
Yes, but it still didn't work.
Did you check to make sure all connections are all right?
No, I didn't.
Let me have a look at the connections first.
Thank you.
Questions 6 and 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
6. What's wrong with the woman's computer?
Seven. What's the man going to do first? Conversation 1.
Paul, you have to help me.
No problem.
Something is wrong with my computer.
What's the problem?
The screen has gone black. I kept moving the mouse, but nothing happened.
Did you try to start it again?
Yes, but it still didn't work.
Did you check to make sure all connections are all right?
No, I didn't.
Let me have a look at the connections first.
Thank you.
Questions 6 and 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
6. What's wrong with the woman's computer?
Seven. What's the man going to do first?
Conversation 2.
I'm pretty nervous about this afternoon's interview.
Don't worry. You'll be fine as long as you are well prepared.
What do I need to take with me?
Well, you should take a copy of your resume.
Is that all?
You should also prepare some questions to ask the interviewer about the job training.
Okay. Should I wear a suit and tie?
Sure. You should dress up formally for the interview.
Thank you very much for your advice.
My pleasure.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
8. How does the man feel about the interview?
9. What does the woman advise the man to take with him to the interview?
Ten. How should the man dress himself for the interview? 2.
I'm pretty nervous about this afternoon's interview.
Don't worry. You'll be fine as long as you are well prepared.
What do I need to take with me?
Well, you should take a copy of your resume.
Is that all?
You should also prepare some questions to ask the interviewer about the job training.
Okay. Should I wear a suit and tie?
Sure. You should dress up formally for the interview.
Thank you very much for your advice.
My pleasure.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
8. How does the man feel about the interview?
9. What does the woman advise the man to take with him to the interview?
Ten. How should the man dress himself for the interview?
9. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you hear 5 questions. Both the passage and questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answer are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to you all to this reception. First, I'd like to say a few words about tonight's program. We should begin with a talk by Professor Richard Johnson from London. This will be followed by a question and answer period. You'll be free to exchange ideas with the professor. At about 8 o'clock tonight, when the talk finishes, the reception will go on, and we have prepared some chocolates, drinks, and fruits outside for you. The professor is taking his flight home tonight. Although we would like to have him here longer with us, we'd have to make sure that he leaves here by 8:30.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard.
11. Who is invited to give a talk at the reception?
12. What period will follow Professor Johnson's talk?
13. What refreshments have been prepared outside for the guests?
14. When will Professor Johnson finish his talk?
15. Why must Professor Johnson leave by 8:30? 'Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to you all to this reception. First, I'd like to say a few words about tonight's program. We should begin with a talk by Professor Richard Johnson from London. This will be followed by a question and answer period. You'll be free to exchange ideas with the professor. At about 8 o'clock tonight, when the talk finishes, the reception will go on, and we have prepared some chocolates, drinks, and fruits outside for you. The professor is taking his flight home tonight. Although we would like to have him here longer with us, we'd have to make sure that he leaves here by 8:30.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard.
11. Who is invited to give a talk at the reception?
12. What period will follow Professor Johnson's talk?
Thirteen. What refreshments have been prepared outside for the guests?
14. When will Professor Johnson finish his talk?
15. Why must Professor Johnson leave by 8:30? 16. This is the end of the listening comprehension.